y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you. Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
Wake up, it's game day. Did you watch any of the wild card? Really good games this week. I heard they were really good games.
I caught bits and pieces, but didn't watch anything.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you.
Start to finish.
I don't really, this should be more on the front of my mind. I forget about it as soon as the NFL season's over, but there is something that is primarily unfair about the NFL that I just really dislike, and that is these teams that still have open-air stadiums. Like, I don't understand how you realize how much of a difference that makes? So, in Pittsburgh, it's icy, it's mm-hmm. snowing, there's crazy wind. At NRG, it's 70 degrees in the dome. And, like, watching the games all weekend, it's like all of a sudden kickers are missing extra points, kickers can't kick field. It's just, you end up with these warm weather teams with tropical blood that go up to these other... Why? And everyone's like, and then you hear that, well, no, this is real football. This is what football's supposed to be, is being out there in like 30 degrees and what? Can we not work to remedy this? Can we not just say it needs to be a domed stadium no matter what? Like, if you're going to build a new stadium, you're putting a roof on that sucker. You know, Minneapolis knows that they got a dome on their facility. Only like places like Pittsburgh, Buffalo, junk like that, and it's still. I mean, am I blowing this out of proportion? Do you think it doesn't matter so much to these guys?
No, I think it absolutely would matter and make a difference. But I think the players come from all over, so some of them might be kind of used to it.
Who's used to it?
I'm talking across the board. I'm not right. talking about like just our team.
Yes.
But also it's not a problem that's like limited to our version of football.
Mm.
International football.
Really?
Also does the same thing. Right? Like they play in harsh wintry conditions. They only call games if it's detrimental to the player's health.
Seriously. So they'll make them. It's
in less than ideal conditions.
And part of it is we don't get the opportunity to make them come down here and play in like 100 degree heat, right? Like we're courteous enough to give them air conditioning. And you know, the season has something to do with that and whatever. But even the kickers is saying like, yeah, this is going to be a real dicey situation.
I just feel like we're fixating on the wrong things.
How so?
Well, I mean, like this, like it's a sport, man. Like it's an all weather sport. And this is a sport that's rife with, I don't know, concussions. And you're worrying about right. the temperature.
George Kittle's Achilles exploded yesterday. There are
of all the things.
I guess the kicker is the guy that would have a problem with
yes,
this.
Well, you play sports. I mean, once you're in the game.
Right. And you're moving.
And you're warm.
You're moving. You're doing your thing. You're shaking and grooving. Yeah.
You kind of become numb to the weather because it's like everybody's facing the same thing. And even if you're more used to it, it still sucks. Right? Like, how used to it do you get? But yeah, for the kicker, like, you're just freezing on the sidelines until you've got to come in and make, like, at this point...
The entire season, while you've just been literally sitting there, like, freezing, they got to thaw you out.
Yeah, what are you supposed... Running up and down for 10 minutes is only going to do so much.
Oh, my God. Just keep...
Doing like, some jumping jacks?
Keep him in the locker room until it's go time. That's the best. Like, just
put him in an oven.
Welcome to Monday, y'all. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Hey, speaking of game day, Nick Russo, Texans takeover today. And I'm not certain when this starts, but it's like this afternoon.
I believe it's 3:00.
That sounds about right. Be listening to Nick because we're trying to get y'all hyped. That's
and
the goal.
Then, of course, play-by-play action and all of that.
Oh, Lord,
beginning
yes.
around 6:45.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, trying to get that energy right as best we can.
Swarm. And before all that, money, crime, and international real estate. All before breakfast.
Wonderful.
Things you need to know now. Next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Justice Department hit the central bank with grand jury subpoenas on Friday. threatening criminal charges against him. Powell said the investigation relates to his testimony before the Senate last June about renovations to the Federal Reserve's headquarters building.
Oh, I remember this.
I know it.
I remember this.
It got real high.
V-testy.
It was like $1.9 billion. Yeah, it became $2.5 billion.
And then it was like, hey,
something.
This was done before. I don't know. Money
he
stuff.
Says the real reason for the investigation is the Trump administration's attempt to control interest rate decisions. Powell said this is part of a broader pressure campaign from the White House to end the Federal Reserve's independence. He also indicated the criminal investigation would not force his early departure. He will remain Fed chair until the end of May.
Okay.
A suspect has been arrested after a fire tore through a historic synagogue in Jackson, Mississippi, early Saturday morning. The blaze broke out at Beth Israel Congregation, the largest synagogue in the state and actually the only synagogue in Jackson, shortly after 3 a.m. No one was hurt, thank goodness, but the fire caused heavy damage. While several Torahs were destroyed or damaged, one Torah that survived the Holocaust was not harmed in the fire.
Oh, wow.
Jackson Mayor John Horn confirmed a person was taken into custody after an investigation that included the FBI and Joint Terrorism Task Force. Synagogue President Zach Schemper said they are still assessing the damage and have received outreach from other houses of worship. Mm. And Greenland just dominating your news cycle.
Yes.
And Trump administration officials will meet with Danish officials on Wednesday to discuss Greenland. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told Congress last week that President Trump wants to purchase the Danish territory.
Right.
And the White House has said all options are on the table, including using the military. Trump doubled down yesterday, saying if the U.S. doesn't take Greenland, then Russia or China will. Denmark's ambassador pushed back, noting Greenland has been part of Denmark for centuries. All five or four, depending on what source you get, of Greenland's political party said Friday they don't want to become part of the United States.
They have four political parties in Greenland? I thought they had like four people in Greenland.
But they also don't want to be Danes. They just want to be Greenlanders.
Oh, you know what? They give me Alaska vibes. Is
or
what they
Hawaii vibes?
Hawaii vibes as well. I Alaskans, I've always put in a different pot of crazy because of the nature of what you have to become to live in you know,
and
Alaska.
More of Alaska is inhabitable.
Yes,
than
it's one big glacier. And again, it's like I don't know how many. It's not a lot of people, but living on that island, doing whatever you have to survive there, makes me think you're going to be. Yeah, you're not really going to fit in with a lot of people. You're going to have a culture that really makes sense outside of Greenlandings. But yeah, fun for everyone.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So I just found out that if you were hoping to watch the Texans destroy the Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So I just found out that if you were hoping to watch the Texans destroy the Steelers tonight at 7.
Yeah.
At NRG.
Yeah.
The tickets are sold out.
Are they sold out?
They're sold out. So if you procrastinated, you ain't going.
Oh my God. Wow.
If you did get your tickets, you better go.
Wow.
Because there are people clamoring for them online.
That's going to be great.
But there are still some amazing tickets you can get today. Like any rodeo show of your choosing.
Like literally anyone.
Pick your ticks.
Mm-hmm.
We have got your first chance today. First of six, by the way, coming up at 7:10. So we will open up that Raising Cane's rodeo ticket window. And then if you are caller 10, you get to pick whatever country show you want to attend. You got 15 options.
Mm.
So choose wisely.
In the meantime, one of my cousins does like franchise work, like his family owns, I mean, a little bit of everything, some retail, some restaurants, whatever. And
sweet.
Yeah, no, it is sweet. It's a great job.
Nice work if you can get it.
Which, by the way, was interesting to me because we were catching up and he said that he's having a problem with his managers currently. It's like becoming more and more of a thing. Like it's always been a situation where a lot of the hourly guys will just ghost. But now the problem is like management and higher level guys are starting to do the same thing.
Really?
I was surprised. I was really surprised by this. But this apparently is advice that the kids are getting. Here, listen to this. I found an example online.
This new generation of workers, right, they are realizing that 2-week notices are useless. Because a 2-week notice is so a job can get prepared to replace you, right? It's a respect thing. However, a job can fire you at any point in time. Why would you respect a company who doesn't even see you as a person? They just see you as a replaceable asset.
Okay. It's an interesting argument, right? No?
It depends. It all depends. Like, if you work at a Hot Topic, I mean, I still wouldn't advise it, but I can see it.
Okay, I get you.
Versus like a career-defining job, one of the steps on the corporate ladder, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because I think if you don't give 2 weeks, it really can hurt you.
That's what I've always been told, is like if you don't, you'll never work in this town again, bub.
That's why they call it burning bridges. They're burning.
Like they'll wreck you.
That's not good. So think about your own reputation, right? Like, don't listen to that guy. You should give 2 weeks notice for yourself, not your employer.
Yourself.
Because it's going to come back to bite you in the butt if you don't.
What do you think? I mean, can you, if you're going to quit, can you just like, I quit and like breeze out?
No.
Can you, is that the new thing?
No.
713-881-5500. Have you noticed this even? We'll see what y'all have coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Trying to figure out this 2 week notice trend.
When you quit, you quit. That's what we do now.
Yeah, just up and leave. They don't deserve to know.
All right, let's see what you guys think. So get rid of 2 week notices. How does that hit you?
Well, I've been working for so long and it's just so disrespectful.
Yeah.
There's so many, and it is younger people now that don't give notice. They just quit and it leaves everybody else, you know, having to do their job.
Yeah,
and I think that's what the people aren't thinking about, is how it's affecting everyone else, even people that you may have liked that you worked with.
Yeah,
so
that's
I don't think
point,
in really
yeah.
any situation it's acceptable. I think you should at least give a week. Yeah. For sure.
Well, people don't show up to their shifts and don't give notice. I mean, they're not even intending to quit. They're just like, oh, I'm not coming in, but I'm not going to call. You know, no call, no shows are like a really big problem, too.
Yeah,
so I don't know what that is.
Though. It's the generation.
Like, I don't want to do it. I just don't do it. Yeah.
And you're right. Like, talking about the other people involved, take the company, the nameless, faceless company out of the equation, right? You want to think about how this is going to reflect on you.
That's true.
On your reputation with people that you might work with again.
And you never really know when something's going to come back around. Like, even you think, like, oh, I'm never going to see this person.
No, you absolutely might.
Yeah, you just do. I'm serious.
So be selfish, but think about you and give 2 weeks notice.
Yeah. Good Lord. Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Howdy. What do you think?
Well, I run a restaurant, and I'm a big fan of you need to give 2 week notice. I mean, I just had an individual, young man, 15 years old, working for me, and he gave his, he didn't give me notice. Last minute, call him Saturday. I'm not coming to work. Got a new job. And I actually wrote him back in a text and said, you know, you burn your bridges. You're young. You don't understand. But if someone calls me and asks me for a reference on you, I'm not going to give you a good reference.
You're gonna tell
the truth.
That's
going to pass on to your next job.
Yeah, man.
So,
but even, I mean, you don't think about that. Like, as far as your restaurant, like, if you all of a sudden don't have a server or two servers,
that can end your day.
Like, that can mean, like, hey, you know, inconvenience, guys. We got to shut down
for an
afternoon.
And this must happen to you all the time.
Yeah, we're a small restaurant, too. We're a small little country place. And, you know, I only have two dishwashers. So when one leaves, I'm down to one. So. Yeah, I had to do some dishes myself. I don't mind that, but the point still stands, just that some common courtesy, though, it goes a long way.
Yes.
You know, for you, especially for a young man like that who was looking for his job in the future, it's like, you know, you see some common sense. I mean, I said he's young and all that, but even people that are older do the same exact thing, though.
Yeah.
They think that, like they said, they don't think that matters to them, or we're going to just, we don't care if they leave or not, and we do. I mean, I don't like anybody to leave. But I want you to hang around and fulfill your job with me and leave on good terms.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to come back or if you ever want to go somewhere else, I'll give you a good reference.
Yeah, don't leave people high and dry.
It's not, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's not that difficult.
No.
Like, I don't understand what the upside of it would be.
Because
like,
this guy online, he's just talking about the very rare circumstances,
It's like a horrible
environment. Where someone goes, okay, well, then don't come back.
Yeah.
I'm cutting off your pay now.
Right.
Or you're getting, you know, and that really doesn't happen all that often.
No,
it's just appreciated by everybody involved.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate
it. No problem at all. Thank you very much, guys.
All right. Frito, Katie, the Bull. So the kids don't believe in 2 week notices anymore.
Apparently.
So we're gathering. But what have you seen? Is this something you've noticed? Should they be concerned about this? Good morning. What do you have for us today?
Sorry. Good morning. My name is Maru, and I'm calling to answer your question on the basically just resigning with no notice.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think?
So I think that they fire you with no notice. So what's the difference about resigning with no notice?
Well, this is what we were trying to get into. It doesn't always happen like that. I think that's more rare, where you just get fired and then there's no severance, there's no nothing.
Yeah.
A lot of times companies will give you something when they fire
and
you,
and they should. They absolutely should.
That's the other side of the 2 weeks notice.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's 2 weeks severance, sometimes it's more. A lot of times it's more. Sometimes you don't have to work or get a job for like an entire year.
I've heard some people, yeah, that get like an amazing amount. It's like, hey, we got to let you go, but...
Now, that's not common, but...
Yeah, I don't know, but you're saying, you think, man, whatever, okay, sure.
Yeah,
the no-notice firing, yeah, and then so, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, everyone, what the saying goes, everyone is replaceable, but no one's the same. That whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, I just also think, like, I think people are looking at this like, well, the company could burn you. And yeah, the company could, but does that mean you should just burn them right back?
I think burning yourself.
Yeah.
I just think that's a bad move for your future.
Thank you so much for the call. Howdy. What do you think?
So, I'm a healthcare worker, and as many workers as we have, it's a really small community. So if you left your job in not a good way, sooner or later, it'll get back to you.
Yeah, it's going to come back to haunt you.
You'll know about somebody that ditched the job and left everybody in a bad way. So, you know, it's always best to leave in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's going to get back to your next employer that you didn't leave on the best of terms.
I think it will in a lot of things, even if it's not a small community. Like, there's just...
I think all communities are smaller than you think. Because healthcare, that would, to me, would be a massive one. But you're saying, in fact, the case.
Yeah.
No. Your name will come up somewhere, and somebody will be like, oh, yeah, that guy. Don't hire them.
Oh, man. No, see, that's a dangerous game.
That's important. You're thinking about yourself when you give the 2 weeks notice because your reputation is on the line. But also, if you've got projects that you're working on or anything that you need to finish and close out
files
on.
Files that you need to take.
You need the time to go ahead and gather all of that.
Yeah.
Get all your ducks in a row.
Ease yourself out.
It's just as much for you as it is for your employer.
A lot of positives. How are they going to give you a going away party if that's... anyway.
Hey. Get your cake. Dude.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
If you slept on getting your free tickets to the official Texans watch party tonight at NRG, just a heads up, it's sold out. But there are a bunch of bars in and around town that are now hosting their own versions.
Okay.
So pivot accordingly.
Yes.
And hopefully we'll all celebrate responsibly as the Texans destroy the Steelers tonight at 7.
It's better to watch with friends.
You can watch on ABC, ESPN, or listen. We'll have the live play-by-play beginning at 6:45 right here. Now, before you catch any of the action, Nick Russo is hosting that special Texan tailgate takeover dealy beginning at 3. He'll have some of the cheerleaders in and out. I know Toro is making a special appearance, so that should be super fun. Now, in other Houston news, another Chevron marathon is in the books with a couple of record-setting performances to highlight. Starting with the Aramco Houston Half, a new course record was set in the men's race when Haptum Samuel was crowned champion with a time of 59 minutes, 1 second. Not even an hour. And the women's race, Fente Belena was crowned a champion with a time of 1 hour, 4 minutes, 49 seconds.
That ain't much slower.
Super speedy. But a lot of people talking about this. An 11-year-old named Lionel Mendonza reportedly set a new world record, finishing in 1 hour, 23 minutes, and 23 seconds.
So 11?
This is an unofficial time pending certification by race statisticians.
He's 11.
He's 11. He's an impressive young runner, obviously, but it says he felt like quitting at mile 11.
What?
But pushed through, inspired by his goal to finish. And now, in the news...
Get out of that!
Well done.
That is a fast kid.
And even better, another record set in the Chevron Houston Marathon when men's champion Zahair Talbi crossed the finish line with a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, 45 seconds. And the women's marathon, Callie Hager Thackeray was named champion with a time of 2 hours, 24 minutes, and 17 seconds.
Absolutely.
Hager Thackeray?
Absolutely insane. Insane.
And speaking of incredible performances, American figure skater Maxim Neumov, who lost both of his parents, also his coaches, in the January 29, 2025 mid-air collision over the Potomac near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, is on his way to the Winter Olympics.
Wow.
So he came in third in this weekend's U.S. Figure Skating Championships in Missouri, making him one of the 16 Americans making up our 2026 Olympic team. The Winter Olympics are in Italy, if you somehow missed that. And he placed behind U.S. champion Ilya Molina and runner-up Andrew Turgashev.
I approve.
I know Turgashev. Ilya Malinin.
Don't.
Dude.
Yeah. Whatever. New mom's parents, they were former world champs in pairs figure skating, and they actually represented Russia in 92 and 94.
Get out.
They moved to the United States a few years later to coach at the Skating Club of Boston. What's awful is they were with him. They were with their son last January at the U.S. Championship in Kansas. He left after the end of the competition, but the parents stayed on a few days to attend some workshops.
Ah.
So this is that crash you'll remember with the Army Black Hawk helicopter.
I do, yeah.
And the commercial airliner. The crash killed 67 people, 28 of them athletes, coaches, or parents connected to U.S. figure skating. There were no survivors. The Olympic Games begin February 6th and run through February 22nd. And in other news, Iran is warning the U.S. that military bases in the region could become targets if President Trump orders strikes against the country.
Wild situation over
there. The threat comes as protests against the Iranian government enters their second week. At least 544 people have been killed in the crackdown, according to U.S.-based human rights news agencies. Trump has warned Iran's leaders not to shoot protesters, saying the U.S. will respond. He said Saturday the USA stands ready to help. Officials say Trump has been presented with options ranging from strikes to non-military actions, but no decision has been made. I know locally there are a lot of protests here as well.
There were.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
100.3 The Bull. Welcome to the Raising Cane's Rodeo Ticket Window.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
This is Liz.
Hey, Liz, how are we doing? It's Monday.
Oh, good. I'm headed to school.
Oh, where do you teach at?
In Humble ISD.
What grade do you teach, Liz?
Oh my gosh, did I win?
Fourth grade. You did, Liz. Yeah, you won.
Your fourth grade is going to be real excited.
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh.
All right, so you know the drill. You're in. You're caller 10, which means you have a decision to make. You get to choose any of the country nights. Rodeo Houston will send you there. What are we going with?
Riley Green.
Riley Green.
You didn't even have to think about
Not
it.
Not even a hesitation.
Not even a thought.
Okay.
No.
First line rodeo, you're there.
Hey, you better be listening for these keywords, too, because we're also giving away this trip to Nashville to, like, hang out with Riley and get a private concert.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. It includes a meet and greet.
Private.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally private.
You
and Riley Green. That's
do what you need to do, girl.
With that in mind, congratulations. Hang on the line. Let's get you hooked up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Shout out to Ben. Thanks for being on the show today, man. How we doing?
I figured I owe you guys. You know, I've heard so many of these now. I guess it's just my time to pay it forward.
Oh, dude, thank you. I love that.
Very magnanimous of you.
Yeah, it is. All right, so what's the story here? Tell us about Crystal.
Well, I met Crystal online in this fitness group. They showcase races around town. And I don't consider myself much of a runner. I just really like races.
How does that work?
Yeah.
you like running 5Ks?
But you don't consider yourself a runner.
Well, I guess in my mind, runners train. That's the part I'm really not that into. You know, I mean, yeah. I can knock out a few miles on a Saturday, you know.
Sweet humble.
Snag a t-shirt, you know, maybe a medal, get some snacks if I'm lucky. But, you know, I can't imagine doing that all the time, you know. I guess it's like the atmosphere on race day.
I get that. I'm not a runner. My husband runs.
Yeah.
So I like dropping him off and going out there.
And then picking him up again.
But I ain't crossing that line either direction.
Yeah, there is something really fun about a nice, like, 5K, a good race day. I get that. But the idea of running, like, all the time, especially, oh, my goodness, like, once it's the summer.
Oh, absolutely not.
So you just like being out there. Do you find it difficult to run these things since you aren't regularly participating?
Nah, I mean, I still work out, you know, so it's no problem. Plus, I mean, that's how I met Crystal. And I got to say, man, she's something. You know, she's gorgeous. Got just enough attitude. You know, man, I'm a fan.
Okay. So this race group brought you together. You meet up in person. Then what?
Fireworks, man. Honestly, man. No, I asked her out. I suggested we meet up again. You know, she started texting back and forth, you know, and I should have seen it coming because she is a runner. But she mentioned doing some pub run these guys are throwing.
A pub run, okay.
Where are you guys from? Pub run?
Pub run. So, I'm assuming you run and grab drinks in between.
Yeah, kind of. You know, only there's less running, more drinking. Oh. You know?
Yeah.
It was more like a pub crawl, but you show up wearing your running attire, you know.
Right.
Sure, you know, fine, like whatever. You know, I mean, Crystal, you know, she can wear those shorts, man. I'm not going to complain, you know.
Right. Oh, were you wearing the shorts?
I
found out why she's not calling you back. Just kidding. Since it was her idea, Ben, I'm gonna guess there weren't any issues. Like, girl was enjoying herself, or what?
Yeah. We both were, man. You know, maybe a little bit too much. I know I definitely had a few too many, so we decided to take an Uber back to my place. And, you know, we just kind of kept the party going, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we're not going to ask any follow-up questions on that. We'll assume everyone left happy in the morning, right?
Yeah, she left the next day.
And at that point, everything's good. Everything's solid.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought so. You know, I sent her had a nice time text. Threw a few sort of emojis on there just to be safe, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah. But no response.
Nothing.
Nada.
Okay.
Nada. Like, she didn't even bother reacting to it, so that was a little weird, you know. And I figured that she'd reach out later, and then later came and nothing. So the next week, I try to see if she wants to go grab a few beers. And again, I just get nothing.
Weird.
You know?
Yeah, she picked. You did a bunch of stuff she loves on the date, like... You met doing some mutually enjoyed activities. Check. She was into you enough to leave the bar with you.
Double check.
Right. So what the heck happened, man? What's your guess?
Man, I just don't know. Maybe she was looking for a hookup.
Ah,
I mean, that's possible, right?
Sure.
That's possible. I mean, I don't know. I want to get her on the phone and find out what's up, you know? I mean, she can just talk to me. She doesn't have to be all weird about it.
Well, we're going to see how weird this thing can get in a few. Crystal's up next. We're going to get her on the phone. Talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Ben and Crystal went on a date. They met running.
Running.
But he's not a runner.
No, he only runs on race day.
He can just run a few miles on race day.
No problem, man. Just knock out at 5K.
It's a great thing.
It is a great thing. Mm. Good on him for having such a solid workout regime, whatever that entails. The running community is very small.
Yeah, it is.
So I can see why he wants answers, but he just wants to know why he was ghosted.
And she's hot, apparently.
Yeah, so they're going to run into each other again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, stop.
I didn't even mean to that time. All right, let's see what's going on. Let's get Crystal on the line. Hey, is this Crystal?
Yeah, hi. Who is this?
Hey, we're Frito and Katie from 100.3 The Bull.
I'm sorry, you're what now?
Frito and Katie? The Bull?
Fair question.
We're a radio show on a country station here in town. Nothing. Yep, doesn't matter. We got an email about you from a member of your running club. Do you know a guy by the name of Ben?
Oh. Okay, yeah, right, Ben.
Yeah.
I mean... I guess I'm glad it's not the foot guy.
No, I want to talk about the foot guy.
Yeah, do we need to just divert?
Forget Ben.
Yeah.
No, let's not go into that. I mean, I'm just saying that, I guess it could be worse.
Okay, well, let's explore that. That's not a bad start. That means there's probably not some disaster here that needs to be addressed or...
Like, okay, I'm sorry, but he's just like a little more girly than I was expecting.
Girly? How
shorts,
so?
Shorts.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, so he's a toner.
What? What's toner?
A what?
Yeah.
A toner, like a Pelotoner.
A Peloton.
So he has one of the bikes?
Yeah. Well, you know, I wish it was just having one of those bikes. But, you know, it just gets a little bit worse than that. Like the way he uses it. So there was like one time in the morning and yes, okay, I slept over. Thank
you.
No problem.
Yeah.
But I wake up to this yelling and screaming. I'm kind of freaked out. Ben is nowhere in sight. And, you know, I think we're being robbed or something. So I tiptoe out of the bedroom and he's like in some weird cycling leotard and full on yelling at the screen, just like, you know, spinning his little heart out.
Yeah, I was trying to sweat out everything from the night before. I'm a healthy guy. I don't see the problem here.
Oh, my gosh. He's okay. So you call me and he's on the phone.
Right.
Surprise.
Yeah. No. Sorry. But you, come on. You have to assume he's going to be in on this. And
no. I was not expecting that. So, I mean, I'm sorry, Ben. But, I mean, can you name five guys that you know that use the Peloton as their workout routine? You know, I'll wait.
Dude, the app is packed with men. What are you talking about?
Okay, let me rephrase. Five men that are attracted to women because, like, it's a woman's workout.
That's an interesting question.
And there's, like, there's just no way that you can deny that.
Oh, so cardio is for women? I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. You know, I get to work out at home. It keeps me in great shape. How is that girly? My cardiologist, he spins every day. He even has under the desk a little cycling machine, and he's happily married. 70-year-old man with freaking 12 grandkids.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, but then it's fine. It's women and old men. Okay. Got it. So much better. I mean, I really don't want to debate this with you. Like, if I had the money, I would just buy, like, one of the rowing machines, you know? It's like the bikes are for the women, full stop. Like, were you recommended one by your spin instructor or something? I mean, like, come on.
This seems like a personal issue. There are a lot of guys that uses Peloton.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't
well,
your husband
also
use a Peloton, right?
Yeah, and Patrick Mahomes and Cam Newton, they're really into their Pelotons.
That's true.
There are a lot of NFL athletes.
Okay, but who wanted the bikes, Katie? Was it you or your husband?
Well, it was me, but, I mean, he uses
it
all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
He uses
your
it all the time.
Peloton.
He uses it more than I do.
Wait.
Guys can use it.
I know, but it's just like, if there's a guy who's getting his sweat on in ways that did not involve you, but you had to just be subjected to it for a half hour, he's like climbing up this imaginary hill or something, and then he's alternating between yelling motivational phrases and singing to Imagine Dragons. Like,
no,
I'm sorry, you'd be turned off too, okay? Just get a bike. Get a real bike. Go outside.
I was really on your side here, Ben, but she's making some very interesting points.
No. She doesn't like Imagine Dragons. That's what I heard. That's my takeaway from this.
Guys.
She doesn't like good music.
Well, thank you all so much for being on the show today. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
I feel like I just read that it's like a 50-50 split
that
between men and
lie.
Women.
Dude, I can't name five guys.
You
can't
can
do
name
it.
Five dudes just in the NFL. I remember that being a big thing during the pandemic.
Oh, in the pandemic. And also, they're paid to do it, aren't
they? No,
they
weren't. They were like spokespeople. They just had accounts.
I don't know,
and people
man.
Were trying to figure out, like, based on screen names,
yeah.
like, where they were.
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, she laid that argument down. I think it might be, and there are girly workouts. I'm not saying that there's that you can't get fit doing it, but that might be a girly
Peloton's,
workout.
Peloton's only girly if you do like certain instructors, because then they'll call you like babe and say all this motivational stuff that maybe isn't for you. But they for sure have more like dude oriented, just here to get our sweat on type instructors.
What? We'll turn this over to you guys. I mean, I would think so, but this is making sense to me.
Not at all.
Phone number 713-881-5500. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito and Katie, the Bull, happy Monday. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Trying to figure out girly workouts. I guess bar.
Bar's absolutely
bar
a girly workout.
Would be
workout.
A girly workout.
I mean, I can see how that might taint
but
your
cycling,
you know,
and Peloton,
perception.
I don't think.
Dude, it's a spin class. It's a spin class.
No, it's not.
Go ahead. What do you think?
So I have a Peloton, and this lady clearly has never used one of those bikes.
Okay.
Yes, they're life-changing.
So on the app, there's actually strength exercises on there, and I do CrossFit and powerlifting.
Nice.
And a lot of those strength exercises I've gone through with my coach, and they're actually recommended because of how they isolate the different body parts.
Okay, all right. Those are good points.
And then as far as the weight, you choose a weight that works best for you. The bike is insane. Like, the, I'll burn easily on a good, like, solid climb workout, easily 500-600 calories in 45 minutes.
I mean, that's an effective workout. That is an effect. And keep in mind, this keeps this dude healthy enough to be able to just trot out and run a 5K on the weekend.
Because there are different instructors and there are varying levels of difficulty. So you can jump on it if you're a beginner. But yeah, if you're ready to shred and you're in great shape, you can, like you said, burn a ton of calories.
Let me ask you this, since you're someone that is familiar with the Peloton, you use it a lot. Can you name five guys that use a Peloton?
They did. I don't know their names, but they actually did an Olympic workout. They took five or six Olympians, both male and female, and put them head-to-head on a Peloton.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I mean, and to be fair, because it's such a personal workout, yeah. I don't know that I could name five women.
Yeah, because you don't get to see who's on the other end.
And this caller has one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I know just as many men.
Interesting.
That do.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. Go ahead.
I just like to say that if it's a girly thing to work out in a Peloton, at least he's working out.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah, I mean,
because myself included, like, I'm a military member that enjoys to go and work out, but I don't have anything at home. If I have to go work out at home and go for a run or go for cardio, I don't have anything in my home specifically to go and work out. And a lot of the times now, like, I have a 3-week-old son that I want to spend most of my time with. And I know that for him, he was, you know, trying the dating pool and bringing her home with him. But, I mean, honestly, if you feel confident, you know, working out on your Peloton with anyone home, then that's all on you. But if I had something at home to do cardio, I would totally be doing it, even if it was a Peloton.
So you think it's a little weird that he worked out when she was asleep?
Yeah, yeah.
But that aside, but there's nothing wrong with this.
I also hear this guy saying, even if it was a Peloton, that's kind of I hadn't really thought about it. But
okay,
kind of girly.
Let's rephrase it.
Yeah.
Do you think a Peloton is girly? Would you buy one?
Yes.
I would buy one.
You would?
Like,
all right.
Trust me, I love to go biking. Yeah. My wife knows that I love biking. Because if I have the opportunity to go biking, she knows I will.
Yeah. Well, and Peloton does kind
of help you out there. That's also, like, my wife knows that if I can stay at home and also work out, she knows that I will do anything to do that.
She's got you.
So,
staying at the home.
Like, trapped.
Brilliant. Hey, thank you so much for the call, man. We appreciate it. I guess that is the question. If you're a guy, like, if you're a dude, would you feel comfortable jumping on that thing and riding your little heart out? Because, I mean, if not, then maybe she's right. But if so, maybe this dude doesn't have
anything
to worry
about. Y'all are all kinds of in your head if you think that that's feminine.
713-881-5500 is our number. Katie the Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. So Ben is a Pelotoner, and we're trying to figure out if that makes him girly. Good morning, Frito and Katie. What you got?
I think where he went wrong was the leotard and the intensity. But I don't think the Peloton workouts are a gender-specific thing.
I mean, there are a lot of people are hitting us up and saying, like, look, it's a hard workout. What's girly about it? Like, is it the leotard? Maybe it is the leotard.
Hey. Lycra gets the job done, you know?
Gets everything right.
You can see a lot. You ever watch a Tour de France?
You want to keep from chafing, you know? You're working hard. You want to keep everything.
You know, it's a low impact, but you're still getting a really good workout. So, I mean, I have an injury, so I can't necessarily go and run long distance. So, a good, and granted, I am a female, but
it feels so judgy to me. It just feels
I'll shell for the Peloton, but you're right. They have so many different versions of cycling
that
you are recovering from injury or getting over some major illness or even just easing back into a workout after a pregnancy.
Yes.
It's all there on a bike that you can put in your house, get your sweat on, and no one has to see it. That is an amazing concept.
Oh, by the way, this is not brought to you by Peloton.
No,
Katie receives nothing.
I'm not endorsed by Peloton.
For saying
this. I bought that, but I wish I was.
Katie pays every month to say that. Hey, thank you. Howdy. Go ahead.
Hey, so, I just want to add, man, that military member, the vet, right?
Yeah.
I want to go visit my buddy in Florida. And I always teased my wife, because it's her best friend, about her having a Peloton and working out all by herself. But I tried it, visiting them in Florida
right
last year for the summer. And, yeah, I mean, I think the perception that is girly is just people that don't want you to buy a Peloton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have never worked out harder in 30 minutes in my life.
Really? That's saying a lot, man. That's that.
Yeah, and he's in the military. You know, he used it a lot to stay fit because, you know, all the muggy weather in Florida.
Right? Yes.
It's
yes.
Sticky going outside and running. He's like, I got to wake up, you know, take a shower and then go to work. And, yeah, he uses it to stay fit. And I guess I had just never used it. I'd just kind of seen the media and
Someone kind of gave him notoriety.
It was great, man. And girly stuff. Pilates, right? Like
there are, great. Yeah. No, look, no doubt there are girly workouts, but hey, you know, whatever. If it keeps you fit, someone messaged our Facebook page that Michael Phelps is believed to be on the Peloton under some kind of pseudonym. Like he was like cranking out these 2 hour like just sessions that people couldn't even believe.
Oh, and there's more, man. Yeah. Russell Wilson's on here listed.
Yeah, like he's on the leaderboard.
Yeah, you've got J.J. Watt.
Watt.
He was rumored to be on there for a long time.
Yeah. I think you made a good point.
There's a lot of good training programs, I think. And the whole, you know, doing it on while you're still dating them, that's rough. I'll be with the other guy too, you know. I'm married, you know, long time married. They're married, you know, long time married. Getting up at, you know, 3 a.m, 4 a.m, work out because you got something to do, that's fine. But if y'all just met, I don't know if you want to put that out there.
Also,
you know,
don't scream.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe not Imagine Dragons.
She was alarmed when she woke up, so yeah, maybe just kind of keep that in mind.
Hey, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate
it.
Yeah.
Have a good day, man.
100.3 The Bull. Welcome to the Raising Cane's Rodeo Ticket Window.
Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
This is Tanya.
Tanya, thank you for bearing with us this morning. Any particular reason you're calling? Tanya, you can say it.
You can say you want rodeo tickets.
For the rodeo tickets?
Yes. It's not a trick question. It's not a trick question. You are caller 10.
Yay!
Yes, yay.
So what show? What show is it going to be, Tanya? You got 15 country options to choose from.
I guess I'll do Riley Green.
You guess.
Everyone's got Riley on the brain today, man. Everyone's got Riley.
One of the hottest things, literally, in country.
People live with Riley on the brain.
Yes.
Done. You're going.
Yes.
Hang on the line. I'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Oh, Purdue University has become the first U.S. college to require students to learn about artificial intelligence before they can graduate.
I'm surprised they're the first, honestly, at this point. But
maybe
like,
it's optional at other schools.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Yeah, something like that.
Starting with freshmen, they say, entering this fall, all undergrads at the West Lafayette and Indianapolis campuses must show AI working competency.
Whatever that means.
No one else has to, so yeah, why do they?
Whatever that means. Okay.
The school's plan includes 5 areas: learning with AI, learning about AI, researching AI, using AI, and partnering in AI.
I mean, yes, I can't. It's probably very, very useful.
They just want to make sure all 44,000 plus students understand how to use AI tools and think critically about their strengths and limits in the workplace.
Great.
Can they use AI to take their AI final exam?
Like that's what I would.
Or
I
write their better, AI
better
papers.
You better watch out. You better watch out. That's going to burn you one of these days.
We keep talking about dry January because there have been a lot of stats out, like how record-breaking numbers of people are participating.
Dry January is having quite the moment. Yeah.
Just trying sobriety in general. Yeah. So Miller Lite has decided to shake it up with damp January. They've created a damp January club, which encourages people to stay social while enjoying smaller portions.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of going absolutely alcohol-free, they're like, hey, just drink less.
Come on, dude. I mean, I respect.
It's as good a campaign as any.
Yes.
It stars, actually, acting legend Christopher Walken.
They got Walken?
It offers fans chances to win prizes like the dampest keg ever, beer money, and then VIP merch. And I like the idea behind it. I mean, obviously they want to make more money than they would traditionally during yes. dry January, but they also want to help stave off winter antisocial vibes, right?
Because yes, I think there's
something. Blue Monday is not today. It's next Monday.
Oh, Lord.
But this is the time of year where you're coming off that holiday fatigue, so you're canceling events. You're very antisocial. And so they're like, look, no, you probably should go out.
I don't.
Just drink less.
I don't dispute that there is a place for something like this. Because, yeah, I'm sorry, the winter sucks. I do not like the winter. And if that helps you, it's hard to say, hey, go straight edge for an entire month. Whatever. This is progress. Not perfection.
Yeah,
not whatever dry, so works what? For your damp. Life, do that. Damp Jan.
Damp Jan. And let's talk about the Doomsday Plane, which is the federal government's Boeing E-4B Night Watch.
I know exactly what it is.
A military aircraft.
Yes.
Known as the Doomsday Plane.
Yes.
And it was seen at LAX.
It's caused a lot of concern. A lot of concern from people. I didn't know that many people knew what this plane was.
No, well, it was honest. Aviation enthusiasts that spotted it on Thursday as it was approaching LAX.
Mm-hmm.
And it's built by the U.S. Air Force as a highly survivable command, control, and communication center.
Mm-hmm.
It is equipped to serve as an airborne operation center for the president, the defense secretary, and the joint chiefs of staff in the event of a disaster that would wipe out command centers on land.
Yes.
I looked into it because I wanted to know more. There's actually four of them. It's Doomsday.
We have four?
There's Doomsday planes.
Doomsday?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Doomsdays. It is a militarized version of a Boeing 747-200. Four engines, swept wing, long range, high altitude airplane capable of refueling in flight. Main deck divided into six functional areas. Command work area, conference room, briefing room, operations team work area, communications area, rest area. May include seating for up to 111 people.
Damn.
That's a lot. Including a joint service ops team, Air Force flight crew, maintenance, security component, communications team, and selected augmentees. The aircraft can stay in the air for up to 12 hours without refueling and is equipped for mid-air refueling to extend its flight time even further.
Good night. Wow. Oh, yeah,
Pentagon.
That is a beast of a plane.
And it was just being used to transport Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to SoCal so he could speak to defense companies as part of his Arsenal of Freedom.
He just wanted to take it out.
Yeah.
He just wanted to take the whip out for a spin.
Yeah.
I can't hate on that.
No.
Because if I had access to the Doomsday Plane, would I want to fly in the Doomsday Plane once in a while? The answer is hell yes.
Especially seeing the reaction.
Yeah. That's pulling up.
You'll be taking it out more?
That's pulling.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's pulling up with some swag, sir. Good night.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Frito and Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today. Good morning, everyone.
So, thinking about it a little more, damp January is Miller Lite's take on dry January.
Yes. Which is
absolutely hysterical.
Just is a take.
Just drink less, guys. Just drink some, okay? Just less. But we mentioned Blue Monday, which is not today. It's next Monday.
Right.
Which is funny now. It falls on MLK Day, which is a day off for a lot of people, which makes it...
You'd think it would be a little
slightly
bit...
less blue.
Exactly.
But you're sad because the holidays are over. Mm. Maybe you're feeling very antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
I know... New Year's resolutions play a part in that, right? It's like by Blue
it does.
Monday,
yeah.
Generally, a lot of people have fallen off the wagon.
Oh, it's like most people.
But that's if they made resolutions at all, which, do you know anybody that does that?
When?
Or like, when was the last time you made a New Year's resolution?
Oh, boy. God, I can't even think of the last one I would have made.
Makes them?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Surely there are a few of y'all out there.
I'd like to believe that they do still happen.
Katie says like somewhere between 30% and 50% of Americans are making them every year.
Well, that's a ridiculous swing. 30% to 50%.
Did we just guess?
1 to 100% of Americans make New Year's resolutions.
Did we just guess at this? No, seriously. Now, it goes on to say that the people that are most likely to make these, like make a New Year's resolution today, like the younger you get, the higher that number. Is that what?
That's it. Right? Because you think things can change. You can change. The world can change.
I do think people probably still do that. I just know I am not among them.
No, I think more people just as you age, you accept yourself. It's not admitting defeat. It's acceptance.
That is true. Look, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Seriously, when was the last time you made a New Year's resolution? If it's this year, great. Tell us about it. But beyond that, when was the last time you did? We'll take a quick poll, see what y'all have coming up next.
Freedom and Katie, Rudder Point 3, The Bull. We're talking about New Year's resolutions and whether or not people make them anymore. I can't think of the last time I made
one. It's been a minute,
and I
dude.
Don't really know anybody that, like, formally sits down and creates this idea, this resolution of the things that they will change in the new year.
And then they try to stick with it.
Or they get upset when they don't. And I don't know, maybe social media plays a part in that. Yeah. Like, it's hard to have photographic evidence, right? If you put in that caption something on Facebook and then you get an on this day back in 2017. You know, it's like, still waiting on that gym membership, champ.
Anyway, but this says that the youth are still hardcore about it. We don't know. So we turn to y'all. Howdy, Frito and Katie. Let's talk New Year's resolutions.
Absolutely. So I will say I don't make resolutions. I decide on like a statement or a phrase that's going to define my year.
I like that.
That's new. Yeah, that's a good, that's kind of a dope strategy. It gets you out of that cycle of like having to hit a bar. You just kind of mentally project.
Yeah. And if you've been like in a negative space or something and it's just a positive affirmation, essentially, then there's nothing bad about that. Can I ask what your
one is
for 2026?
I'll give you, so for 2026, it's going to be, and now what? And so it's as we accomplished so much last year. It was a banner year for our whole family. And my whole family does this. The kids, my husband, we all take a different phrase, word, or statement for ourselves. And so last year, we achieved our final goal of our five-year plan, my husband and I did, in 5 years. And so we're like, so now what? So given that, now what? And so it's a great way when things come up, like a flat tire. Okay, great. A flat tire, now what? Or I don't get the promotion. Now what? I'll tell you, it's interesting because a few years ago, we decided to say it could be worse.
Yep.
Kind of ironic statement.
Right.
And then the year took that. It was like 2023. I swear to God, the universe took that and like made it a challenge. Like, let me show you. So we've had to be careful.
How you phrase it.
I really like that.
Because I was thinking, it's like, this year, I hope nothing breaks. Because that could be anything, right? That could be physically. That could be emotionally. That could be something that you deal with financially.
Yeah, exactly. thank you so much.
I love that.
That's really good.
It's a great way to reframe how you're viewing things. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Frito and Katie, you're up. What do you have for us today?
Hey, I stopped New Year's resolutions a long time ago. I failed myself every time I did them, so I quit.
Okay, how long ago are we talking about?
You didn't quit. You accepted yourself.
I would say, I'm 30 plus 25, so I would say maybe 10 years ago I did.
I think that's about right. Yeah, it's like, again, I've had it's coming up on 45 reps, man. Yeah. For me, I don't think the 46 is going to all of a sudden be revolutionary.
At some point, you're just happy to be going around again.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be here, dude. Oh.
Happy to be invited.
Yeah.
I just feel like stop failing myself. If I want to do something, I'll just do it in whatever month of the year it is. Okay,
if I
want
to stop doing something,
I don't have to wait till January 1st.
Yeah, no way.
Hey, thank you so much, Frito and Katie. You're up. What you got?
The last time I made a New Year's resolution was 2020, when COVID hit.
2020. What was your resolution for that particular year?
Live in Japan.
Well, that one got blown straight to hell.
Yeah.
All right. And so that was and after that, you were like, what? I was like, just don't.
I was actually planning a trip to Japan in 2020.
You were going to Japan?
Yeah, because that's actually what tipped me off that the world was essentially closing because things had been overseas. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was doing a teacher program situation where I would teach English out there. And that whole program just shut down.
I do think there's something to that. Like, accept life on life's terms. I'm a big fan of life on life's terms. Yeah. And, like, again, I'm also a big fan of set the bar low, 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 low.
because that makes your expectations, you know, if your expectations are low, sure. Everything feels a little...
like a little victory.
A little victory. Yeah. So, I can see...
I just make it to the next day.
Yes, sir. Yes! Yes! Make it to the next day. Make it to the next day. Repeat. That's that's my mantra for 2026. That's my what, dude? Thank you so much.
It's your daily Sports Radio 610 update on 100.3 The Bull.
I'm Sean Pendergast with Sports Radio 610. Here's your sports update for Monday morning. Let's get ready, Houston. Texans playoff football is tonight. You can hear it on Sports Radio 610 and 100.3 The Bull. The Texans taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the sixth and final wild card round game from over the weekend. If they win, it's on their way to New England next Sunday to take on the Patriots in the divisional round. As the results of the playoffs this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Rams beat the Carolina Panthers, the Bears beat the Packers on Saturday, and then the three Sunday games, Buffalo goes on the road and beats Jacksonville 27-24, San Francisco goes on the road, beats the Eagles 23-19, and then finally New England, they protect their home turf 16-3 over the Chargers. Rockets, not so hot. They've lost four in a row. They lose last night to the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all week long for what is hopefully more Houston Texans playoff updates. I'm Sean Pendergast.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Money Minute. That is the portion of the show where we give you 10 trivia questions, 60 seconds on the clock, no Googling.
Nothing. It's not time for that.
No negotiating.
No.
No crying.
Well.
It comes later.
Not in the six. Yes.
But it's all in an effort to win cash. And because we know that that's a tall order, we try to make this easier. Every day we give you a free answer. Now, this is an answer to today's quiz. So if we call you in a few minutes, and we still could, there's time for you to sign up right now.
There certainly is.
Today's freebie is flow. One of the answers to one of the questions that we will post today's contestant is flow.
Okay.
Now you only need to get 9 more answers. You're on your own for those. And if you can do it within the time frame correctly, you win.
You know what?
A little walking around money.
We try to climb this mountain every day.
Yep.
Are we going to get to the top today? We're going to find out. Play the Money Minute next.
It seems like yesterday I could barely hear your name over the band playing. Leaning on my Chevrolet, your hair and braids holding my hand, saying, I don't normally do this, but there's something about you and the vibe and the music. It was loving or losing. Yeah, I wanted you so damn bad, it was stupid. We were 17, we were making moves, burning gasoline. I was on fire for you. When you're drinking too much, do you think about us? Do you reach out every mile? Just trying to get out of this slow down. I got the same black ink as you, but this old tattoo's got some fade in it. But I bet that clover field still got the lucky that we laid in it. There was no mistaking whatever it was that we thought we were chasing. Not a drop was wasted. Is it just me? Can you still taste it? We were 17. We were making moves. Burning gasoline. I was on fire for you. When you're drinking too much, do you think about us? Do you reach out every mile? Just trying to get out of this slowdown town. Cause it never really was our style. Never gonna give up, never gonna let. Nowhere, either way, you were by my side, and we were making good time.
and Katie's Money Minutes.
Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Katie's excited. Steve is more excited than he's letting on. But Steve
more
is...
nervous.
I'm more nervous because I can't blow it for you, Steve.
Much like Obi-Wan Kenobi, I feel like Steve might be our only hope. I really would like a winner. We're going to give you 10 questions, and we're just going to see how this shakes out. You got to get them all correct in 60 seconds. You can pass on any quest. You just say pass. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end. You just cannot change answers once you give them. I know you know the rules, Steve. Does everything make sense? Are you ready to proceed?
I am ready to die on it.
No. This is going to be good.
Trying.
Please, dear God. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Your body's 24-hour internal clock is also known as what?
Pass.
Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, and Mrs. Peacock are characters from what board game?
Pass.
The speed of what is the fastest speed in the universe? The speed of what?
Light.
In the MLB, what city are the Blue Jays from?
Toronto.
What is the word for a person who designs and builds products, machines, systems, or structures?
Engineer.
What falls faster in a vacuum, a bowling ball or a pillow?
Equal.
What color absorbs light?
Black.
What is the name of Progressive spokeswoman?
Flo.
What was the name of the top secret U.S. program that developed the first atomic weapon?
The Manhattan Project.
Who wrote the Communist Manifesto?
Karl Marx.
Your body's 24-hour internal clock is known as what?
Metabolism.
Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, and Mrs. Peacock are characters from what board game?
Clue.
I'll take Clue.
Dang it!
I'll take Clue.
Dang it, Steve! It was 9 out of 10.
I know. Metabolism was wrong, but I can't come up with the right answer.
Circadian rhythm.
Circadian.
Your body's 24-hour internal clock.
Circadian.
Your circadian rhythm.
If I had 24 hours to come up with it, I would. Okay.
Dang, Steve!
Steve,
we're going to get you.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're going to get you on again, brother. We are so close, my dude.
Would you have known Flo? Did I give a bad freebie?
Yeah, it was.
I would have known Flo. Everybody knows Flo.
I would have. Don't make this about you, man. Like you can't see the future. I would have thought Flo would be the better one to give.
And circadian rhythm. You would have thought that.
I would have thought you might have known circadian rhythm. But Steve is one of our smartest listeners. Our very smartest listeners.
Yeah.
He shows up on my pile. I'm like, dude, we might have a chance today, and we did have a chance today. 9 out of 10.
That's amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Steve.
9 out of 10.
I do appreciate the opportunity.
Brother, we're going to have you back. I promise you. Sign up again at thebullhouston.com/contest.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
What is this you were telling me about? Texas is the...
Oh, yeah.
Top growth state?
Yeah, I think we slipped. I forgot who took over last year, but we're back.
South Carolina.
We're so back.
South Carolina. Oh, this is a U-Haul thing. Okay, so Texas, we nabbed the top spot for the 7th time in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
3 Texas cities also topped the 2025 list of growing metros.
Yeah.
Dallas, Houston, and Austin.
No shock there.
Also, Brownsville and McAllen.
Yeah.
They're 10th.
We all know everyone's coming to Texas. I mean, and sometimes they look at it in terms of businesses, which to me can be a little deceiving. It's like, what do you find? U-Haul, I think, is actually a pretty good way of measuring it.
So the report is based on how many one-way transactions were made by do-it-yourself movers using a U-Haul truck trailer or U-Box moving container across the United States and Canada.
That indicates a move.
Well, half of those were mine. Maybe we're just really bad at moving. Right? Like, I still haven't moved all my stuff out of that house in San Antonio. And it's always a one-way trip. 2.5 million one-way moves took place in North America in 2025.
I will say that I don't think it's just you. I'm the worst at moving. I am prolifically bad at moving. Whenever someone up here, like, we'll get a new coworker and they'll move and they'll just be like, drop the hat and move. I get really...
And they, like, get everything.
I just get so down on myself. It's like, how am I not able to pull that off?
Because they pay people to do it.
That's so expensive. That's so expensive.
So is half a million U-Hauls. Ask me how I know.
After after you pay every single time? Could you have just hired
some
guy?
The hassle.
Right.
The toll it takes on your personal vehicle.
You know, I don't know that you're not wrong and that these stats aren't being padded, but I would assume that padding would happen in South Carolina too, right? Like there would be that's just a human behavior thing, right? So maybe the numbers are still accurate or what? Who knows?
Oh, there's a cities list too.
Okay.
McKinney looks like the only Texas city in the top 10, ranked 6th.
Mm.
If we go a little bit further down, top growth city, Seguin, number 14, and New Braunfels, number 15.
Oh, yeah.
Lost a lot of potential buyers to New Braunfels lately.
Oh, God, Katie, I'm sorry. Yeah, this is the problem. These are suburbs that are very attractive. I just like New Braunfels. It sure as hell is now. Maybe not when you were growing up. It sure as hell is now.
Well, you know the best part about this entire study?
Mm.
California, dead last for the 6th year in a row.
Dead last. Dead last.
I'll tell you this. If you lived in California, you are for sure getting all your belongings before you GTF out.
One trip. If I live in California, how much stuff can I fit in this backpack? It wouldn't be hard, Katie, because you can't afford to have personal belongings in California. You can't. You can only put so much stuff in a studio apartment in Van Nuys. Goodness. Well, welcome to all of our new friends and neighbors. Okay, guys, remember, Texans tonight. Congrats if you have tickets to NRG for the Game Watch Party, because that bad boy is sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But lots of bars doing their thing tonight. And don't forget, Nick Russo with the official Texans tailgate on the radio. Whatever that means, we're not sure, but it does involve Toro, the cheerleaders, and some other fun stuff. That's starting today at 3. See you back on the radio tomorrow.